Assembly members worked past their usual 11:30 p.m. quitting time, debating numerous amendments to an ordinance crafted by John Davies, Catherine Dodge, and Janice Golub that sets out the carrots and sticks that the borough would use to clean up local air pollution. They began by narrowing the area where most of the pollution control efforts would be focused. An amendment by Guy Satley established an air quality control zone that's roughly the same as the EPA non-attainment area, with some adjustments, such as excluding high elevation areas.
It gets the onus of some of these rules away from them.
Diane Hutchinson says she supported the amendment, both because it would define the main problem area and because it will help build support among residents who may believe the air quality regs are heavy-handed.
If we don't get buy-in by the community, there's nothing that we're going to do that's going to solve our air quality problems.
The Assembly defeated amendments by Lance Roberts to restrict the ways in which residents could make complaints with the borough about excessive smoke and to allow property owners and managers to forego reporting their old inefficient heating system to the borough and instead allow them to file a so-called no-ash affidavit to exempt them from air quality alert restrictions after they've been contacted by the borough. No-ash stands for no other adequate source of heat.
This is the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and most people don't want to register things with the government.
Davies says the amendment is unnecessary and that it would undercut the purpose of the air quality regs.
It also sends a kind of a message that you don't really need to do this. And that's what worries me.
The Assembly approved Davies' amendment to add a provision that would make people suffering economic hardship eligible for a no-ash exemption. The Assembly also approved an amendment by Dodge that eliminated a requirement for non-compliant wood stoves to be replaced when property is sold. Local realtors had objected to the provision, claiming it added an unfair burden to the sale of property. Dodge says her amendment would simply require property sellers to disclose to the buyer and the Borough Air Quality Division if the home they're selling has a non-compliant wood stove.
What it does is it at least discloses to the buyer, you know, this is the situation. These are our rules in our community. The stove complies in this way or doesn't comply in this way. There are these times you might not be able to burn it.
The Assembly also lowered the fine for failing to remove an old and inefficient wood stove from $1,000 to $500. The members had to quit as midnight approached, so they'll take up where they left off in their February 26th meeting. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.